Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, it's gotten quite a bit of coverage recently, but just to begin with, can you just tell us a little bit more about why Australia really does need to ban the single-use plastic bag?
It's lovely to be here, Philip. Thank you for having me. So Australia is actually moving ahead in banning plastic bags in many states. Sadly, not New South Wales, because we have plastic bag bans in 4 states. And another one, Queensland, actually is going to ban bags in 2018. So it is pretty shameful, and I must say pretty embarrassing as well, that New South Wales is one of the last states left in banning single-use plastic bags when there is so much evidence to show how much destruction these single-use plastic bags cause to our environment and especially our marine life. We have thousands of deaths of turtles, dolphins, other marine animals because they ingest plastic bags. This has been done across Australia or most of Australia, so it's not really reinventing the wheel. It's just taking some leadership and just making it happen as other states have.
Now, when it comes to the prospect of a plastic bag ban and the bans that we've seen in other states as well, there's something very, very convenient about single-use plastic bags. And of course, the big one that people are looking at the moment is the plastic bags at the checkout. But there are a lot of other plastic bags that come through at all stages of the supermarket, the deli, fruit and veg. How widespread would a prospective plastic ban be, and what exactly would we be looking at?
You know, the very interesting thing about this, Philip, is that the community is actually taking action themselves. The community knows the damage that plastic bags cause to the environment and animals. So, you know, there are across New South Wales, there are communities like in Beecroft just recently who are really pushing hard to ban plastic bags. People are actually getting used to taking their own bags. And this ban just starts with exactly that, those single-use plastic bags that you get at the checkout and that aren't really reusable. So that's where we want to start. But of course, plastic in the environment other than bags is a huge issue as well. Just to give you an example of how much the community is on board, the Greens introduced bills both in the Upper House of New South Wales Parliament and the Lower House of New South Wales Parliament last year to ban plastic bags. And I put out a petition for people to sign on to support this action. And within a few weeks, more than 100,000 people had signed that petition. That's how much the community wants it. Now we've seen supermarket chains coming across as well because they see that their consumers want this change. So, you know, I think the government needs to take some responsibility now and step up and legislate it because, you know, voluntary schemes like this, you can never be sure how long they will go on for. We need to have it in, as an enforceable instrument.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning on 2SER, we're speaking with Greens MP Dr. Maureen Faruqi about the implications of the government's decision not to go ahead with the plastic bag ban. Now, Maureen, it's reported that Coles and Woolworths produce about 80% of the plastic bags in New South Wales. Even if these supermarkets are to ban the bags themselves, there are still independent and other retailers that do produce the remaining 20% of plastic bags. And there's a lot of stuff that does go on behind the scenes at a lot of places that use plastic bags. I know, for instance, I worked in retail for a while. We would have biodegradable heavy-duty bags for customers, but behind the scenes with in-store transfers, we would go through hundreds of single-use plastic bags a day. With wider legislative reform, do you think that we could bring the production of plastic bags closer to zero?
I think that's the aim. There are many groups out there, and the Greens as well have a policy of kind of, you know, at the end of the day, we have to move up the waste hierarchy and avoid producing waste. And as you said, there are like billions of plastic bags that are used every year. I think in Australia, 6 billion plastic bags are used every year, and about 50 million end up in the environment. So I guess banning the use of plastic bags at the end of the day is also about stopping the production of plastic bags, which stops the waste, of course, but it also reduces material use, which, you know, I think is a huge issue for the environment as well. The less material we use, the less waste we produce. So I think that's how we want to move in terms of plastic bags.
Mm. And, of course, with that statistic about 80% of plastic bags coming from Coles and Woolworths, with them, if Coles and Woolworths do follow through on their plastic bag ban, that's still going to leave 20% of plastic bags in circulation. Has the New South Wales government addressed this 20% of plastic bags, and do they have any plans, or are they avoiding plans to deal with those in shirking responsibility for a plastic bag ban?
Oh, absolutely. There is this attitude of no responsibility from the Premier and the Liberal National Government. A parliamentary inquiry at the federal level last year found that it was actually a must to ban plastic bags, but the New South Wales government said it was low priority for them. And I think there were some suggestions that they made, which was, oh, we've introduced a container deposit legislation scheme, so we can't ban plastic bags. I mean, surely we can do two or more things at the same time. So I think the community is really behind this reform, and they will keep pushing, as will we. I think the Labour Party has committed recently as well to ban plastic bags. And there is a meeting of all the state environment ministers on Friday. So I think the community needs to show New South Wales Minister, Environment Minister, that we really want this change. And, you know, even if they don't commit to it on Friday, they shouldn't stop the couple of other states like WA and Victoria to also not ban the bag. And I hope that they do, and that will push New South Wales further to make this commitment. Because it's only with regulation and legislation for such important things that we will get an ongoing sustainable change.
Mm. Maureen, thanks so much for joining me this morning and outlining some of the reasons that it is so important to ban the bag. One final thing before you do go, and that's, you mentioned some petitions and things like that. What can we, the general public, do in lieu of the bag ban coming in? What can we do to try and reduce plastic bag consumption ourselves?
I see so many people now in supermarkets and shops, you know, carrying their own cloth bags. And I think that's one really important step that we can all take. And that's already happening. But I think in terms of also kind of demanding from the government that we want them to legislate, it's really important to ring up your MP, go and see them, write them a letter, send them an email, you know, just talk to them and tell them how important it is for all of us.
Mm. Maureen, thank you so much for your time.
Lovely to be here. Thanks, Philip.